mupasani mendo munione semo endela ni mupasani manda munione semo gwilila wamelele do endela kwenze kwa masobela nitsukile ni musima ni pembela wa em ahe was not clear, can't concentrate, as the crowd cheers, couldn't even notice my mama's tears, you be thinking everything's so good, right now, let me tell you about the perfect truth I found, let me introduce him to you, my child, when the fame and the glory fade. Ni mupasani mendo, munione semo endela. Ni mupasani manda, munione semo gwilila. Wamelele do endela, kwenze kwa masobela. Nitsukile ni mutima, ni pembela. Ni mupasani mendo, munione semo endela. Ni mupasani manda. Munione semo gwilila, wamelele do endela, kwenze kwa masobela, nitsukile ni mutima, ni pembela.
Good morning and welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio. It's December 8th, 2018. We do appreciate and thank you all for joining us from wherever you are listening from. It's 9:02 Eastern Time in the east coast of Zambia, 6:02 on the west, it's 2 p.m. in the British world or United Kingdom, and in the evenings in the western Pacific world of Australia and the Japanese, it's afternoon in Zambia. And we want to say good morning and good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for joining us on this day. We have a great discussion for you. Yesterday, the much anticipated ruling by Zambia's Constitution Court was finally brought down. And a lot of people, everybody has got their own opinions and positions on this. Of course, the ruling party is rejoicing. This was about President Lungu's eligibility to stand in 2021, and this is our discussion for today. And what we decided to do, instead of being joining the sensational, emotional roller coaster, is to talk to a lawyer. That's the best way to do it, is to let people who understand these documents, and especially the Constitution, it's a very technical, at times it can be technical and a little bit challenging and difficult to understand. So we chose to invite Mr. Elias Musha. He's not a stranger to this forum. He's a lawyer and attorney by profession. He has a blog. He writes extensively. You can follow him on eliasmusha.org. He recently established a private practice, which is a big step and a milestone in the career of an immigrant, if you may want to say that. So he joins us, I believe it's Calgary, Canada. Is it Calgary, Vamonsha?
Yes, it is Calgary.
It's Calgary. Good morning, my brother, and welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio. It's good to have you again.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Kama.
Excellent. Excellent. So let's begin by asking this question. What really steered the legal suit? I believe, first tell our listeners who sued who or who took who to court over President Lungu's eligibility to stand in 2021.
Okay. Yes, I think, good morning, Ms. Ankaman. Good morning, everyone who is following the proceedings and participating. I'm very grateful in the way you are putting it, because what you are asking is eligibility to stand in 2021. And so we need to call this using the right terminology. It's very important. I know that some of our circles, and in fact, some time ago, I also were using the term 3010. And this is not, this is a question of whether Mr. Lungu is eligible to stand in 2021.
Okay.
So I think what started this thing was, first of all, it was Zambians' interest in the matter. Okay. So Zambians were interested in the matter. They started making commentaries on it. We wrote on it. In fact, my position is that Mr. Lungu should not be eligible for 2021. That was my position. I wrote extensively about it, and
yes,
I know several other Zambians participated in it. However, about three Patriotic Front supporters, Mr. Elisha Musoma and Dr. Danny Pule, and I think one more political party, decided to take this matter to the Constitutional Court for interpretation.
Okay.
What they believed was that President Lungu should stand in 2021. They say that according to Constitution 2016, it allowed him to stand because the first term, okay, when he was elected to office in 2016, he only served for about 1.5 years. And they looked at the Constitution in 2016 and they said, well, according to this Constitution, it means he did not serve his own term in 2015. And they decided to go to court for interpretation. And that's how the Constitutional Court now delivered its decision on Friday.
Interesting. So to me, now you're bringing something interesting here, Mr. Munsha, before we even get deeper into the articles, interpretation, and all this. So I would have thought that, why did Mr. So when Mr. Pule, Elias, and Elias, the other three people who took this issue to court, help us understand the legal terms. What were they? Who was the, what's the language? Who was the plaintiff and who was the defendant here?
Okay, so the Constitutional Court is a new court in Zambia.
Yes.
And so what happens in the Constitutional Court is any person in Zambia can petition the Constitutional Court for interpretation of the Constitution. So any person in Zambia, any citizen can go before the Constitutional Court and petition. Its rules, are slightly different from other courts. And so it allows people to petition the court. It has some relaxed rules in one sense. Ordinary citizens can self-represent and make their own case before the court. And it was under those circumstances and under that power that these three citizens petitioned it. Of course, they are politicians and they have their own political interest. We cannot deny that. And that's exactly why they decided to petition the court.
Okay, that makes sense. It's also good to also, when we are doing these things, to understand, you just helped us understand something here about the Constitutional Court rules being a little bit different from the High Court and the Supreme Court. Okay, Ramunsha, let's continue our discussion here. So there are two issues here under contention, okay? And reading your article, everybody listening, I would encourage you to go to, I should have probably done this last night, but it's still fine. Internet is fast. ElasMunsha.org, President Edgar Lungu is not eligible to stand in 2021. Here is why. Now, you point out in this article, Ramunsha, very interesting things here when I read this. A person who has held office, president of the office twice, okay, cannot, the issue is, we are dealing with the 1996 and the 2016 constitution year, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us, what does the 1996 constitution say, and what does the 2016 constitution say?
Okay, here is the two things that are the commonalities between the two. They both say that a person who has held office twice, who has been elected to the presidency twice, is not eligible to stand as president for the third time.
Yes.
That is clear under both 1996 and under 2016. What 2016, the difference with 2016 is that it goes further. 1996 did not define what that term was.
Okay.
Okay. 2016 went further. This is what 2016 says. 2016 says that if a person serves 3 years and below.
3 years and below.
That is not counted as a term.
Okay.
Okay. That is actually what was in the subject of litigation. That is what 2016 says. So if somebody says less than 3 years, it is not regarded as a term.
Okay.
My position regarding that was the dilemma with President Lungu is that he is an intersection, so to speak. He's at an intersection of two constitutional dispensations. So he started his 2015 under 1996 constitution, and then he's the one under which the new 2016 constitution, and again, I'm just leaving out the technicalities here. The constitution is still the same. I'm just using these years to show the different amendments. Okay? So no one should come at me telling me that the constitution is the same and everything else. Yes, I know that it is still the 1991 constitution, but the 1996 amendment and the 2016 amendment, I'm not going to call them amendments, I'm going to call them constitution.
Yes.
So President Lungu started his first term. Okay. The first time that he was elected to office was under the 1996 constitution. Under the 1996 constitution, because he was elected under the 1996 constitution, that was a term of office. But in 2016, Constitution 2016 defined what a term was. So if a person serves less than 3 years, it will not be regarded as a term. So I believe that that is where the Constitutional Court anchored their decision to say, because President Lungu's first time that he was elected in 2016, he served for 1.5 years. They go to the 2016 Constitution. It tells them that it was not a term, and they conclude that it's not a term.
Interesting. So I think what a lot of people... you know, when we are fighting, arguing, and disputing into each other's faces, Lamonsha, we tend to neglect and forget the details. So President Lungu first time was elected in 2015 in August, right?
Yes.
Yes. And when he was elected in 2015 in August, explain to our listeners, explain to us why that term was short and when the next election was held according to the constitution, which was then 1996.
Okay, so again, 1996 did not define. So the definition of a term being 5 years, or what would happen to a person who serves less than 5 years or 1.5 years, was not particularized. It was not defined in the 1996 constitution. So we all took it for granted under the 1996 constitution that if a person serves, even if they served a week, that would constitute a term. Okay? And that is coming from what the 1996 constitution said about being elected. So it said if a person has been elected to the presidency twice, they are not eligible to stand a third time. That is the same language that is carried over into 2016. Issue here was just about the 1996 constitution. I think we were going to carry on with this idea that President Lungu had served his 1.5 term was a full term. The issue here is that there is something that intervenes in between these two periods, and that is the 2016 constitution that went further and said if a person serves that 1.5 years or serves 2 years or serves less than 3 years, then it is not a term. So that is the dilemma. The dilemma is only a dilemma of timing. It is not a dilemma of very complicated constitutional law. And this decision could have gone either way. And so what the Constitutional Court has done is not completely unreasonable.
Okay.
This is not completely unreasonable. This is not giving Lungu a third term. This is not making Lungu become a wamiyaya. This is a very restricted technical interpretation about whether what should happen to a person like Lungu who is sitting in between two constitutional dispensations.
Mm.
Do we say that no, you cannot run again because what you did was a term under the 1996 Constitution? Or do we look at it from the standpoint of the 2016 Constitution and say at 1.5 years was not a term, therefore you are able to run again in 2021? I am disappointed by the ruling myself.
Okay.
Because my position was this Constitutional Court should have recognized Lungu's 2015 time that he was elected as a term. And I've given my reasons. Being the case, their decision to say, no, we need to look at it from 2016 is also not unreasonable. It's not an unreasonable decision. If Lungu had served 4 years and then they say that they will not recognize his term, that would have been a problem. But Lungu only served for 1.5 years. So it is reasonable that under 26th Constitution, they looked at that and thought it was not a full term.
Now,
it's reasonable.
Yeah, when you raise that issue, Bamunsha, of two constitutional dispensations, brings me to my next question or point to say, the little information or knowledge I have about law or legal issues is this terminology. You can guide me here to do with precedence. And of course, mm-hmm. you rightly pointed out at the beginning of the discussion that the Constitutional Court in Zambia is new. So probably we have very little precedence on matters relating to Zambia's Constitutional Court. In general legal terms, Bamunsha, in general legal terms, how does an issue which is bordering or dwelling between two constitutional dispensations, how is it handled in a general legal term?
Okay. Here is the issue. The debate among constitutional scholars is what is known as constitutionalism.
Okay.
So just have the thought about constitutionalism. Set it aside for now. Constitutionalism and what the Constitution says. Two separate concepts. Okay. Constitutionalism is a doctrine. So it is a doctrine that says that a country must be governed by the rule of law. Secondly, a country must be governed by sometimes unwritten constitutional conventions. Democracy is not just about what is written. Democracy is also a state.
Mm.
That is why when people sue in the Constitutional Court and they're seeking constitutional remedies, they say the text and the spirit. Two things. The text is the written text, and then we have what is known as the spirit of the Constitution. Meaning, even where there is an ambiguity in the text of the Constitution, we need to introduce the spirit of the Constitution. Now, these are matters where there is a lot of argument and debate. So, when we are saying that what should happen to the intersection of between the 1996 and 2016 Constitution, if we are arguing from the perspective of the spirit of the Constitution, there is some justification for a person to say, following the spirit of the Constitution that wants to limit term limits, that wants to introduce the rule of law, that wants leaders to be limited in the application of their power, using that spirit, the Constitutional Court should have regarded Lungu's first term in under the 1996 constitution as a term. Okay? Now, that is an argument from the perspective of the spirit of the constitution and from constitutionalism. Now, let's set that aside. Then we come to the text of the constitution. We have not yet read what the Constitutional Court has said, but from a few reports we have heard is that when they were reading their decision, they referred to the literal interpretation of the text of the Constitution. Literal interpretation means when you read the Constitution, you go by the natural meaning of the words that the Constitution uses. So they did not resort to the to constitutionalism. They did not resort to the spirit of the Constitution. What they said was they went to the text and they read in the text that if a person has served less than 3 years, it is not a term. That is all they did. And because the Constitution, when you amend the Constitution, what you have becomes your Constitution. So currently, it is the 2016 amendment that is the Constitution of Zambia, not the 1996 amendment. So the 1996 Constitution is not the current Constitution in Zambia. Mm-hmm. It is the 2016 Constitution. So they went to the 2016 Constitution. They saw and read that it said if somebody has served less than 3 years, it's not a term. And then they interpreted it as such.
Mm.
So those that are arguing otherwise are not wrong. So we are not wrong when we argue otherwise. Like in my article, I'm arguing, no, let's take the 1996 and let's take the spirit of the Constitution, let's take constitutionalism. They are not wrong. The only issue is when it came before the Constitutional Court decided to go with the text.
With the text.
They went textual. And textually, it does say that less than 3 years is not a term. That is what happened.
Interesting. Wow, I like this classroom. This is not an interview here, Priscilla, like so with Dr. Patrick. This is good. That is why we're having this discussion, so that Mr. Elias Munsha helps us understand. And just, Munsha, you're using some terminologies here which are very interesting. Democracy is a spirit, constitutionalism. To what extent does the spirit, I hope I got this right, to what extent does the spirit of the Constitution, how is it utilized or employed or engaged or called upon, the spirit of the Constitution? What does that really mean?
Okay, well, that is subject to debate. That is what makes democracy vibrant. What makes democracy vibrant is that there is always rights, interpretation of rights, interpretation of the Constitution is always contested. And people directly participate in the process. It's not just about elections. It's also about having a healthy debate about the country, the people making their views known, and changing the direction of the country through participation of the people. In Zambia, I think what we have concentrated too much is in the text. We concentrate too much in the text. And the text disappoints us a lot, okay? It disappoints us a lot because sometimes it's ambiguous. No matter how good the writers of a text are, they always miss one thing or two. And Constitution 2016 is one of them. And so if people really wanted to make it much more clear textually, they should have added clear language in 2016 to say that this particular three-year issue will not apply to Lungu. It will apply to Lungu. It will not apply to the situation of under 1996. They just made it very clear and straightforward textually that if a person has served less than 3 years, it will not be regarded as a term. What we mean when we say democracy is the spirit is this. I want to use the American example. Now, in America, the head of the executive, meaning the president, President Trump, currently has a lot of power to direct his executive. He is known as the executive head of the federal government. He is the president. As president, bodies such as the FBI and all law enforcement, he is the chief law enforcement officer of the country. Meaning, he can direct investigations, or if he wanted, he can do investigations himself. So the FBI operate under delegated authority from the executive head, who is the president. However, democratic spirit tries to confine the deployment of that power. That's why Americans are facing a problem right now. The problem is that they now have a president who is not willing to be confined by what has been convention. The convention being that a president must be restrained from having direct influence over the FBI. Now, that is not a subject of a text of the law. That is a subject of the spirit of constitutionalism, that the president should not be interfering into the operations of the FBI. Now they do have a president who is. So the question becomes, is what Trump is doing illegal, unconstitutional? You are there, Mr. Nkam? Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm listening.
Oh, you're there. Okay, yes. Yes, so that is where the thing is. So if you went to the United States right now and you are like, is what Trump is doing, are some of the things that he is issuing illegal or unconstitutional?
Mm-hmm.
The text of the Constitution would say, no, it's not illegal, it's not unconstitutional. When you deploy other principles of democracy, and the very tradition that Americans have been following, you're going to say that, no, what he's doing is illegal. But it is illegal because he is messing with tradition. He is messing with democratic tradition and self-restraint. The same applies to Zambia. What makes democracy vibrant are sometimes those unwritten rules, and it's important to pay attention to those unwritten rules because that is where democracy thrives. In the event that there is ambiguity in the text of the Constitution, we need to resort to those principles. For example, the principle of separation of powers, the idea that the executive, the judiciary, and the legislature are co-equal arms of the government. The executive is not higher than the judiciary is not higher than the legislature. They all have functions that they are supposed to function. So if somebody encroaches on the integrity of one arm, Zambians should say no to that. Zambians should respond. Over the third term issue, I think Zambians responded. They wrote about it, they made noise about it, and it ends in the Constitutional Court, and the Constitutional Court interprets it for us, and we need to move forward and continue in our vibrancy.
Wow. Interesting.
One thing that should happen is Zambians should not lose hope or faith just because of this ruling. This is a very limited ruling. It only applies to 1.5 years of President Lungu. Those that activists or legal scholars should not despair at all.
Yes. Okay. Let me read something from the ruling that was passed yesterday. And I quote.
Do you have
from,
the decision?
Not the whole thing. I'm quoting from Lusaka Times. I think some excerpts. The decision. Have they produced the transcript? Not yet.
No. The decision has not. The written decision has not been issued. I've tried my contacts, and they say that it might be ready in on Monday.
It might be ready on Monday. Okay, let me, probably these guys were sitting in the court when this was being done. Everybody who has called in, if you have a question for Mr. Munsha, please press 1 on your phone so that I know that you'd like to ask a question. I'm enjoying this classroom that we are having here, learning legal terms. Those of you listening online, you can text me or just send me a message under the post that I made on my wall talking about Mr. Munsha being live on the air. Just under that thread, you can post me your question or your comment, and I will read the question to Mr. Munsha. I was just about to read something here from Lusaka Times. Let me go back to it. Help me understand and everybody understand this. Court President Hilda Chibomba, sitting with other constitutional court judges, read the judgment. She dismissed the arguments by interested parties that President Lungu is not eligible for election as president. Meanwhile, this is the part I want you to help me understand. So the interested parties were United UPND and the Law Association of Zambia. That's number one. Meanwhile, the Constitutional Court noted that the applicants have personalized the matter by attaching President Lungu's name to the application. How so?
Okay, I think that's just jargon. I think that's just jargon. I wouldn't. Yeah. It's just jargon. I think it's meaningless. I wonder why the judges had to mention that in particular. I see nothing wrong with naming Mr. Lungu to and joining him to the application. However, you see, those are the things that are peripheral things that are really not consequential.
Yes.
I'll
tell you what, Bamunsha. The reason I ask that question is because I'm saying to myself, I mean, if you use a general term, was there a way to use general terminology here? Because this matter refers to a particular person holding office, so his name had to be mentioned, because you couldn't use abstract language, so to speak, because it refers to a particular person currently holding office. Is that right?
Yes, I think what the judges seem to be suggesting is, if that report is true, is what they're saying is, do not bring in the name of a person, discuss general principles, let us apply the law to that general hypothetical issue, and then you can then apply that to Lungu and see whether it fits or not. And I think that is what they're saying. What they're saying is, then they just went to the Constitution and said a person who has said less than 1.5 is eligible, and they left it at that, leaving it up to us to apply it on President Lungu. And for now, we will just be going by those reports. But hopefully, after the decision is out and after we've digested it, we can discuss further.
Excellent. Okay. Those of you that have called in, I know, let me go to... All right. Uncle Daniel, good morning. Priscilla, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Nkamba. Good morning, Musha. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Question?
Hello?
Yes.
Dr. Munsanje? Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I have a question.
Mamusha,
I'm not a lawyer, and I'm just a regular citizen. The only sometimes problem I have when it comes to things like this, when the lawyers are discussing, I'm left out even knowing why the court ruled like this. Why is the Constitution there? I'll give an example. Like, I started carrying a constitution in this country because it was included. I was included even as a foreigner. I can go court the constitution in if a judge rules something, the reason why I see that the court was biased, because I can court the constitution. On this matter, you know, We will just be left by the lawyers and just talking about the Constitution and why the court went like why they ruled like this. without even knowing, Bamwisha, can you explain why President Lungu, I mean, he ruled for 2 years with all the benefits as a sitting president. Even knowing, you know, by reading this thing, what you've been explaining here, I'm sure they are aware of this before they were, you know, before the ruling. But can I don't know if I can make my question exactly.
I know it's a technical subject. Even I have been texting with a friend that I'm really biting myself even to find that Bamwisha is being very helpful, and he's really simplified this matter to an extent. Trust me, if I can understand, then any simple person can understand what he has explained.
You know, Bamwisha, you were trying to touch it a little bit when you came to the explaining the language of the constitution. You're almost like touching to the main point why we the citizen are up like this, because you see when the judge ruled like this, all the PDFs that were in the streets, they were joyful because the thing went on their side, you know. Do you understand my question, Bamwisha, or it's
I do understand. I think what is happening here is there are several ways to look at it. My only concern today is that Zambians should not despair and make this into what it really is not.
Mm.
The issue here is really about that 2 years. Are you calling it 2 years or 1.5? How many years did Lungu serve in 2015? The by-election was in August. Was it August? When did the president... No, May. I think President Sata died in May, right?
Something like that. No. Yeah. Wasn't it close to independence? Remember?
Oh, yes, it was close to
independence. It was close to independence. I think, somewhere around that time.
Yeah, so the question really is whether that time is going to be regarded as a term. If this issue was in 1996, there is an argument to be made that it would be a term under the 1996 Constitution. The problem we are facing here is that there is a 2016 Constitution, which is the current Constitution of Zambia. And under that Constitution, the text says, if a person has served less than 3 years, then it is not a term. Again, it does not mean then that President Lungu was not president in 2015. This does not mean that Rupia Banda was therefore not president in 2008, from 2008 to 2011. They were still president. They were still president of the Republic of Zambia. The only question is, was the time they served, for the sake of counting terms of office, was it a term or not? It is not the question of whether they were president or not. They were president. The only thing that the Constitutional Court was answering was their presidency a term of office?
Mm.
So I know some of us are looking at Rupia Banda and we want to go and repossess the house, saying that no, because you did not serve a term. No. And I know there are several reasons why we need to repossess that house. Believe me, if there is anyone who wants to repossess it, I'm one of them who wants to repossess it. But if the issue is that, did he serve as president? Yes, Rupia Banda served as president of the Republic of Zambia. Was what he served termed as a term of office? No, according to Constitution 2016, Rupia Banda's term of presidency was not a term of office, even if he did it under the 1996 Constitution. So can Rupia Banda run for office twice? Yes, he can run for office twice, because what we are saying is his first term was less than 3 years. So this principle applies. Perhaps that's why the judges were advising that they shouldn't have attached a name to it. They should have left general so that what applies to Lungu can actually apply to Ripia Banda as well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Dr. Munsani,
yeah,
next question.
But just what you just said about serving the 2 years, for me, what I'm looking for is the court should go a little bit further and say the reason they want him to serve, because those 2 years, the money the PF spent in elections, what the reason they are allowing him to, because those 2 years is not for him to do his work, you know. That's what I'm looking for the constitution to go in for a law to make a sense. Bamuisha, they have to go in for the cause and the effect, you know. It says if we don't let them finish these 2 years, the man is not going to prove himself, but the court is not going in there. They want as a citizen to start guessing, you know. That's the only problem I have, Amusha, you know. But those 2 years, tell us why, because why, you know.
No, actually, about the 2 years, no, actually, it's actually the text of the Zambian Constitution. It's the Zambian Constitution that says that if a person has served less than 3 years, they... It's not considered a term.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what the constitution says.
But just that's
yeah.
just
so,
the
so
way.
It's not,
but,
okay. Yeah, Yama, listen, Yama. I don't know whether you heard him explain or whatever. The contention here was, Valungu found himself between two constitutional dispensations, 1996 and 2016. That's where the technicality came in. And what happened is, according to what Wamusha explained earlier, I want to say this quickly so that I allow other people to say something, to ask the questions. The Constitutional Court used the best their decision on the 2016. Wamusha can correct me here. Dr. Munsanje, did you have a question? Where is he?
Yeah,
okay.
I wanted to just share my thoughts about this whole issue.
Okay.
I think the lawyers, I don't understand why you, the lawyers, Munsha, why do you write documents that are incomplete? I mean, you are putting the whole country in a problem by being vague. I don't decide one way or the other whether the man is eligible or not eligible. I don't know.
Yeah,
but we look up to the lawyers to interpret the law and give us whatever they give us as the citizens. We should accept. We will accept. But when we started doubting whether the lawyers who are interpreting the law have a personal interest in the matter, then Zambia's democracy will not be upheld. I think that is my statement. So I want to hear from the lawyer to enlighten us of what is going on in Zambia. But we should remain peaceful as a country.
I think.
Yeah. Bamunsha.
Dr. Munsanje.
Before we combine these two questions, Dr. Munsanje's question and Patrick Chilufya in South Africa is asking, does this mean RRB is eligible to stand?
On RRB, yes, he's eligible to stand.
Okay.
And according to what they're saying, he's eligible to stand twice.
Twice? Okay.
Yeah. So RRB still has 10 years under his belt. Okay. On the text of the Constitution, now Dr. Munsanje does have reason to be concerned at the poorly drafted documents that are coming out of the courts. And to be very, very honest, no matter how much you take care to draft a document, drafters of the Constitution, drafters of legislation, always leave gaps, because you really cannot predict the kind of things that are going to apply to a constitution.
Mm.
No matter how careful you are, you will always miss one point or another. That's why we have courts of law that help us straighten these matters out. Regarding the Constitution 2016 and President Longo, the only issue here is if this thing had not applied to him, if he was not in between two constitutional dispensations, this would not have been a problem at all, because this constitution is very clear, extremely clear. The only issue here was, how does it apply to this President Lungu, who is in between two dispensations? How will it apply to him? The question here. Otherwise, as far as accounting 3 years is concerned, this constitution is very clear. If a person serves as president less than 3 years, that is not counted as a term.
Oh.
On the text, we are always going to have ambiguous texts.
Of course.
The U.S. Constitution itself, the model of democracy, powerful, powerful constitution, it is very short, very precise, and it has a lot of ambiguities. Even today, Americans are litigating the question of what does natural citizen of the United States mean? The one word, natural. What does it mean? A naturally born citizen of the United States. Some have said it's people that are born in the United States soil. Others are saying if you are born at a base like John McCain in Panama, that is you are a naturally born U.S. citizen. If you are born from like Cruz, what is his name?
Ted
Cruz, Rafael Cruz, who was born in Calgary from an American mother. They're saying, what about Cruz? He has a Cuban father, an American mother, and he was born in Canada. Is he a naturally born U.S. citizen? Those are the questions that are there. In other words, no matter how careful you are in drafting a document, you're always going to have discussions about it. You're going to have disagreements, and that's exactly what is happening to Constitution 2016.
Mm-hmm. Wow, amazing. Amazing. Time has really flown here. Roger, you... now I'm flooded.
The main issue apa, I don't think it is the interpretation of the law in Irubene.
Mm-hmm.
It is the confidence the Zambian people have in this court.
Yes.
I think we have lost confidence. Meaning, whether we still interpret it in the right way or in the wrong way, we have just lost confidence in this court.
Yeah.
And therefore, anything else they are telling us, it's not making any sense. The question is, what should we do when the courts are not the places we can run to find neutral arbiters, so to say? What are we going to do? What is the nation going to do, Ramusha? The second issue, I think this can be visited some other time, is this of contempt. But I'm not going to in a ruling, this ruling. If you criticize us, we will cite you for contempt. Where? What kind of law is that? I know it might be there.
I think regarding confidence, Zambians are having issues with the integrity of this court, and I agree with them. I think it's true. Zambians should have confidence in their judges, and if they don't, Zambians should be clear to say that they have no confidence in their judges. And I think you have a reason not to have confidence in the judges. The only thing that is my concern is that let us not despair.
Mm.
Let us not despair at all. There is still light at the end of the tunnel. This
mm-hmm.
ruling was very limited. It was likely to go this way, and it was limited because it's really answering the question of President Lungu's eligibility. Stands in between two. And so I think let us not use it to say that then everything else is done, number to Aleka, to Azala, and everything else comes to Afuita. Let us not do that. Let us keep pushing for change in our country. Let us set this aside. I think it could have gone either way, and let us not despair.
Okay.
On contempt, I think on contempt and respect for judges, I think there is a way to criticize. I have criticized Zambian judgments on my blog a lot of times. I have expressed my opinions about their decision and everything. But there is some criticism that really goes beyond it, and it's contempt. And that's why
mm-hmm.
I wrote about Chifire, and I said the things that Chifire, if the things Chifire said and Chifire did in writing and the way he conducted himself before the Supreme Court, it was probably contempt. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The only concern was 6 years was excessive. So when you sentence a person to 6 years for contempt, then the question becomes, what are you really doing? You guys
sounded vindictive. It was more vindictive.
It sounds vindictive, and it sounds as if you are not a very serious court.
Bamunsha, let me throw in two more questions in the 7 minutes that we have. Let me read one question here from Pauline Musond. I'm sure you know Pauline. You mentioned the constitutional text versus the spirit of democracy that hinges on the traditions that have been followed but are not expressly written down. You have given the example of President Trump of the USA and the conflict there is in reconciling the two. My question is, who is policing the spirit of democracy in Zambia? Who defends it for the next generation? America can do that now, 242 years.
Yes. Pauline Musonda, thank you so much. The Republic of Zambia, its institutions are held by the people. We should never, ever despair into thinking that Zambian democracy lay anywhere else. It lies with the people. It is the people's power. Zambians must be free to continue commenting on their issues. Zambians must be free to criticize their institutions. It's the Zambians who are the guardians of their own democracy. And then it is Zambians who have delegated their authority to these three branches of government.
Mm.
Zambians are sovereign. They are the ones that are going to keep this democracy for the next generation. It is okay to disagree with a ruling. It is okay to say, to have our own opinions. Let us continue doing that. The despair I'm noting after this ruling is concerning to me. Let us not despair. Let us not despair. President,
the despair, where it's coming from, we know this will lead to stealing another election. That's why we are desperate. You know, if you want to get more of the bed,
if we had
hope in the system, whoever the next election can save us, probably we will be okay. We will not despair. But we are despair.
Okay.
Because they know these people, they are very unpopular.
You know what I'll say, Chairman, before I let Kelvin come in very quickly, we have 4 minutes here. Chairman, what we in Zambia, we need to stop this thing of having 30 presidential candidates. That's our problem. Why can't they all come together? In my opinion, what wins elections in Africa is revolutions. That's what wins elections. That's my opinion. Let Kelvin come in quickly. Kelvin, very quickly, we have 4 minutes.
Yeah, Elias, I listened or I watched your video yesterday, and I think your premise was that the Concord will rule against President Lungu. That was your opinion. But quickly, I just want to piggyback on what Dr. Munsanje said. Yes, law is not a natural science with predictable options, right? But we've had a precedent in Zambia where a sitting president has passed on in office, Levi Mwanawasa, right? I think you guys, lawyers, are smart enough to say, guys, if this can happen to a sitting president today, it can happen to a sitting president 20 years from now. What is it that we're going to insert in the Constitution to avert this situation? Because even the 96 Constitution says a 2-5-year term. So if I come in, I serve for 2 years. I have not served a term because according to the definition of the Constitution, a term is 5 years. You see that? And there's no way in this judgment that they could have referred to the 1996 Constitution because the 2016 Constitution took precedence over or superseded the 1996 Constitution. Unfortunately, there's no time, but I think that's my take on that.
Yes.
Yes. No, you're right. The 2016 superseded, and they looked at it. It was just an unfortunate incident. President Sata died. Lungu became president, served for about 1.5 years, and changed the Constitution, with the Constitution which we said we wanted. And unfortunately, we had to answer the question of what happened to him in 2021. Regarding change, I think the UPND is very close to holding office in Zambia. All they need is to push their numbers a little bit up in on the Cocoa Belt. That's all.
That's
all. That's a tall order.
Okay, comment on this in 30 seconds. This constitution issue, Namunji says, we blame the opposition MPs who walked out of the house instead of fixing the botched constitution. Your comment in 20 seconds.
No, this is not a problem of any opposition members. If this was a complicated thing, we started with Mwanawasa asking for a new constitution. Lungu for... With all his faults, Lungu gave us a resemblance of a reformed constitution, dual nationality, institutions, constitutional court. And so let us not despair. I think let us not despair. Let us not play the blame game. Here, the issue has been resolved about Lungu. Let's look at 2021 and beyond.
Excellent.
Let us not despair at all. You have a good shot at this.
Yes, excellent. Mwawomba. Our guest was Mr. Elias Musha, Zambian based in Calgary, a practicing attorney. You can follow his blog, eliasmusha.org. And that is, you've really helped me understand a lot of things, Mwawomba. Very educative. Thank you. Everybody, let's go back in for open forum.